Do you know what the secret is to keep a baby's skin healthy? The secret is a diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. You've heard me talk about Pampers Swaddlers on our podcast many, many times now, and that's because Pampers Swaddlers is the diaper for healthy baby skin. Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better than the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection and up to 0% skin irritation. And if you're a fan of Pampers, you've got to check out their new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes, which clean better than Huggies Natural Care and are 5 times stronger, so they resist tearing during a diaper change. With Free and Gentle, mess meets its match. And if you're like me and you love saving and getting rewarded for something you gotta buy anyway, like diapers, don't forget to download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers Cash. You can redeem your Pampers Cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards. Try Swaddlers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hello, everyone. We are officially in the season of spring. I feel like we're still in winter, though. Maybe it's because March went by super fast. Like, when I think about the month of March, I think of that one meme with the Winnie the Pooh. Have you guys seen that? It was like this is Winnie the Pooh sitting by the lake, and he was like, March 1st? It feels like March 31st or something. I don't know. I could be totally butchering the meme, but just look up Winnie the Pooh March meme. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, maybe the month went by super fast because I was super preoccupied. So last time I chatted about New York, I announced I was moving on the main podcast. As of now, it's been a good solid week or two since I've been in this new city, and I'm feeling a lot of different things. From saying goodbye to LA, feeling a bit socially drained, to getting all the work we needed to get done finished before I left, you know, some personal matters popped up, and just dealing with this change of pace in New York has been just a whole vessel of stuff to process. So I thought this would be a good episode to just give everyone an update on my transition and current stage in life in New York City. And like always, before we get started, let's head into my Google segment. So the latest thing I Googled was different types of toilet seats. I know, it's freaking random. So my mind has been on like hyper, like get the apartment like cleaned and ready mode. So one thing I brought along with me from LA is my tushy. This is like so TMI, which is my bidet. I'm a huge fan of bidets. I just feel so much cleaner. Anyways, as I was installing my tushy, I realized my toilet seat wasn't compatible with it. And I was getting so frustrated because I'm just like, oh, like I brought it all over from LA and like I cleaned it and all this stuff. And I had to Google the different types of toilet seats. And apparently, the way they installed my toilet seat in my new apartment, it's kind of like a click-in seat, which is great. So my toilet seat doesn't move when I'm sitting on it. I had this issue so many times in my old place. But with the click-in model, I can't install my bidet. And I'm just really bummed out about it. Haha, bummed. And I also found out like 95% of toilets are compatible with bidets. And I just fall under the 5%. So yeah, just like the randomest thing I just Googled and had to deal with. Anyway, while Googling, I learned a little bit about toilets, and if anyone is looking into getting a bidet or moving their bidets, make sure to check that your new toilet is compatible, because I learned the hard way that mine isn't. Time to give you all the updates on what's been happening in my life with this move. But before we get to the present day, which is me living in New York, I had to go back to give y'all some context. So let me just talk real quickly about my last week in Los Angeles and get into me going to the Bay Area. When the episode announcing my move came out, it fell on March 7th, and that actually was my last week in LA. In the episode, I may have said something along the lines of like, when this episode comes out, I'll be in New York City. To be honest, with all the recordings we've been doing, I may have gotten my move-in week like totally wrong. Anyways, when that episode came out, I was still in LA, like just FYI. So with my last week, it was, I will say, like extremely bittersweet. In terms of work for ABG, it was pretty hectic. We had 2 video recordings, and those days are actually pretty tough for us and our team. Like for recording dates, we are literally filming 3 episodes back to back. And like that's our new process moving forward, especially with me gone. Like we have to backload episodes just so we could be on schedule. So, yeah, recording dates are tough. And we had two recordings in one week. So it was a lot. So in general, there was a lot of loose ends to kind of like tie up before I left, especially with work. On a personal level, Ray and I actually stayed with his sisters that week, and it was really nice to have a bed to sleep in and get in that extra time with them. Ever since meeting Ray's sister and her wife, I feel really close to them and have built a really solid bond with that family, and especially with their one-year-old daughter, Lucy. I met them when Haley was pregnant with Lucy, so to see this new baby come into the family has been super just enchanting. I just feel really close to the family as a whole, so it was really nice to get that one-on-one time with them that week. I will say, though, that I am the type of person that when I'm staying with someone else, that's not my house, I tend to be very, like, extra, like, gracious or just very aware that I'm in someone else's house and not my own. So to be honest, like, with that, I'm not always 100% comfortable. I think I am the type of person that I can only feel 100% comfortable when I'm in my own space. And I also feel that way, like, back home with my mom, like, my mom's house. Like, it's just, I think just the way I am. So I will say the hardest part of leaving LA, and one that I was just like kind of dreading because I just didn't want to feel my feelings, was saying goodbye to all my friends who have literally become my family. I remember after our last recording session, it fell on a Friday, and I was planning to go to the Bay like 2 days after. So that Friday, we had a recording session, and Helen offered to have like a final intimate dinner at her house with all our close friends, which is super thoughtful of her. Like, Helen is, she is like super, just really considerate when it comes to these things. And the final goodbye evening was kind of everything that I would have wanted. Like, we had like this Asian feast, we laughed and just enjoyed each other's company over the dining room table. But this whole time, like, it was so nice, but there was one part of the evening I knew I was dreading, and it came towards the end of the night. Our group has a tendency to want to give speeches, and I just knew they were going to ask me to say something. And this is really hard for me because I didn't realize how much I was pushing down my sad feelings of saying goodbye to my friends. To be honest, like, this is a moment I've been anticipating for months. And again, like, I am someone that feels my feelings immediately, but when it came to this moment, I was shoving it down so deep in me because it just makes me really sad. So immediately when they're like, "Mel, give a speech," I just started crying, and it took me a moment to like catch my breath. And then I said my piece to them. To be honest, I don't 100% remember what I said because I was sobbing and was definitely, like, I didn't prepare. I just, like, wanted to say what I was feeling in the moment. And I thought that sad moment was done. But then Helen's like, "Hey, do you want to go to the living room?" And when I go there, she has a video pulled up. And I just, oh, man. Like, so she pretty much asked all my close friends, like, even my friends from the Bay Area, my family, like, even my grandpa. Sorry, just getting emotional. And they all sent over like a good luck in New York City video. And man, that was just really just super considerate. And yeah, just put me in my feels all over again. Like, see, now when I talk about it, I get in my feels a lot because it was really tough. So watching the video, of course, I broke down again. And I believe the saddest part of the evening was when we all actually had to like call it a night. We're like, "All right, it's getting late. We shall go home now." And it was like the final actual goodbye. I think it just really broke me to see all my friends really sad. And I started sobbing seeing some of my friends cry. And it's just, I think it was just a weird feeling while Ray and I got in our car. And Helen and Phil like walked out of the house and they're just like waving goodbye. And it just like really hit me. And then we just cried all the way home. And we were just reminiscing of like how that night was so perfect and it was so nice to see our friends. And like, and to me, like, these people are just irreplaceable. Every time I think about my friends in LA, it just creates this like hot mess, like right now on the mic. So again, like, the hardest thing about leaving LA is leaving the people that have like made this city home for me. And it's just so tough. And I know, like, this is going to be something I have to work through still as I'm finding my way in New York. Like, obviously, now I'm sitting in New York City in my closet and just, I'm sobbing because it's just sad to like, leave your friends. Whew, let me get a moment to compose myself.
Do you know what the secret is to keep a baby's skin healthy? The secret is a diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. You've heard me talk about Pampers Swaddlers on our podcast many, many times now, and that's because Pampers Swaddlers is the diaper for healthy baby skin. Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better than the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection and up to 0% skin irritation. And if you're a fan of Pampers, you've got to check out their new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes, which clean better than Huggies Natural Care and are 5 times stronger, so they resist tearing during a diaper change. With Free and Gentle, mess meets its match. And if you're like me and you love saving and getting rewarded for something you gotta buy anyway, like diapers, don't forget to download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers Cash. You can redeem your Pampers Cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards. Try Swaddlers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Okay, so then after LA, I thought there's so much with LA that I still need to process. But anyways, after LA, a day later, I drove myself up to the Bay Area to spend some time with my family and some friends. And just for additional context, like Ray and I had our cars, right? So we both decided we want to keep our cars in case we come back to California. And I personally just love my car. It's easy and just like it's been with me for so many years and I didn't want to sell it. So I just planned on leaving with my parents and my mom was totally cool with that. I will say it was super nice to get some one-on-one time with my family because Ray decided to come a few days later to spend extra time with Lucy and his sisters. So I got some like solo time with my parents and it was great. I got to catch like my dad's birthday. We had a nice dinner and then I got some time to see my like college friends. But just a quick update. As Ray and I were preparing to leave, a week or so before the Bay, we actually found out that Ray's grandpa passed away and that his funeral would fall on the weekend we were originally supposed to fly out to New York. So with this news, we had to delay our move-in and stay for the funeral. Ray's doing fine, and his grandpa passed in an old age, so I think they definitely had their time to process. To keep it lighthearted, I know Ray likes to joke around saying, like, you know, his grandpa actually, like, almost passed away a couple times, but was able to escape death a few times. But then during those moments, they were able to, like, have their final goodbye. So when he passed this time, I think there's a sense of peace they felt with it. So emotionally, they're doing okay. So the last few days in the Bay, we attended the funeral. This was actually my first funeral I've ever attended, and it was Buddhist style, where it was a 2-day event with a lot of chanting and prayer during most of the days. To give even greater context, the funeral fell on the weekend, and Ray and I planned on flying out that Monday. So back to the funeral, I was on babysitting duty, which I didn't mind because I got to watch Lucy, with Ray's niece, and their nephew Kendrick. I will say just the funeral, it was, a bittersweet occasion because it was definitely sad to say goodbye to someone who was such a strong figure in their family. Like, I've always heard about Ray's grandparents and Ray's grandpa, and I had the honor of meeting him before at Christmas. And he's just a super, like, stoic, like, quiet, but also really sweet, sweet man. So, again, it was bittersweet saying goodbye, but it was also an excuse to spend time with all of Ray's family before he flew out. I just really love Ray's family, and I kind of feel like I belong. It's just a weird feeling. However, like all this time together made saying goodbye even tougher. And I knew it was going to be really hard for Ray. Ray has expressed to me a lot how much his family means. And he told me like this was going to be hard, like saying goodbye to his family. So at the end of the second day of the funeral, we had to say our goodbyes and leave. And I could just see Ray getting choked up already. And as his partner, it was like really hard for me to see Ray so sad saying goodbye, especially as he's like holding Lucy and just like crying. I think he feels like a lot of guilt moving away from her and his sister because he just moved to LA to be closer to them. But then this job opportunity came up. So I just like the timing. And I just, yeah, he has a very strong attachment to his niece. And it was definitely another tough goodbye to go through. I honestly haven't seen Ray that sad before. And yeah, it just makes you really just, it just hits you when you see your partner going through something emotional. And as we were saying goodbye to Lucy, we were like walking back to my car and we were just both crying and, you know, leaving just this occasion. To be honest, like there are still moments now that we see photos of Lucy or when they call, when they called us the first week and Lucy was on the FaceTime, like we both get sad afterwards. I feel like Lucy is like the closest thing I kind of have to like a child that we both kind of have taken care of together. And it's hard to be away from someone so precious that you love and so innocent like a baby. So again, it was just another tough goodbye. So our flight to New York was at 6 a.m. in the morning the next day, which meant we had to be up at 4 a.m. to head to the airport And this is the same night as the last night of the funeral. So even though we were extremely tired and emotionally drained, we just were on go mode once we landed in New York. We got our keys right away. We dropped off all our stuff in our new apartment and headed straight to the subway for Target because we knew like our stuff wasn't coming till the next day. So we picked up a blow up bed and like a thin blanket just to have. And for those who are asking, because I got some DMs about this, we did end up going with a one bedroom in Brooklyn. It just made the most sense financially and like the space provided and had like more closet space. Compared to the two bedrooms we saw, like this one bedroom was a better option. Yeah, the two bedrooms we saw, even though they're cute, like laundry was like 2-3 blocks away and like it just felt really inconvenient. And yeah, our location is really prime. So again, we went with the one bedroom. I will say the first night was like a bit brutal, no lie. It was 30 degrees. We had one thin blanket between the two of us, but we made it work. Ray's new job, I've said on the main show, but he's now the producer of this daily show, and he needs to wake up every single day at 4 a.m. to be in the office by 5. And so when we got to New York, there was no break. He literally had to like wake up again at 4 o'clock in the morning. He did it the night before to catch our flight, and he had to do it again. It was a tough schedule for him, I'll say that. But we did get our stuff the next day. Getting your stuff after like living out of your suitcase for 2 weeks is such a great feeling. You're like, oh, thank God, like I have more underwear. I could like wear a sweatshirt that I haven't worn. Like I get my blankets, my pillow. It's just like, it is a sense of like relief.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So this brings me to the first week of New York. Man, the first week of moving to New York was tough. Emotionally, mentally, like all of it. Like I mentioned, we did eventually get our stuff, but I will admit at the same time, as our stuff was loading in, there was just a lot of different things happening at once. And I want to share a bit about how my different feelings of all these little factors that were coming in the first week. Number one, getting acquainted with moving with a partner was definitely an adjustment. Like I knew we would have some disagreements, but I don't know why. It just kind of like it happened quick and I was like, whoa. So we did have like little random spats on how we like things done, how we want the apartment to be set up, and just how we want to be included in certain decision makings. Like I know for Ray, like he's in the office for most of the day and I work from home. And, you know, like I do have some time, like because I'm at home that I could put boxes away. But I think Ray also just likes to have like wants to feel like he's included in like where things go. So that was something we had to work through. I think on Ray's end, again, like he had to go straight to work without properly getting the place situated. And for me, on my end, I'm someone that cannot like do like my work when my apartment is in chaos, like my living space. Like if you saw my place in L.A., it was relatively clean and organized. And for me, my space represents my mind. So my space is messy. You will best believe my mind is all over the place. So I just can't function 100% when my space is messy. Like do in LA, I'd clean every week just because I wanted to like reset my Mondays and clean on the weekend. So it's a thing. The other thing we had to get used to the first week is just adjusting to our new schedule. Again, Ray's new work schedule, it's tough. And I know he's personally like going through it and like trying to figure it out. And he's doing the best he can. But just finding time to do things together to work on a house was tough. Like by the time Ray would come home from work, I would start my day because I'm working West Coast hours. So like the pocket of time in between to do things together was a little tricky. Luckily, the weekend came and we were able to get a lot of things done. And yeah, the first week, I think dealing with a partner was mostly just dealing with like roommate stuff. And it's weird. Like, I thought we like knew each other really well because, you know, in LA, we'd stay over each other's places. But living with each other like 24/7 is a huge different ballgame. And I'm sure like Helen, Jen, and myself can do a whole episode on this on the main show because they both also live with partners. So I'm getting my experiences in, I guess, right now to share on the main show. The other thing I was dealing with, and maybe my female friends can relate, but I was on my period. And one thing I've noticed with my period is that My hormones, my emotions are definitely like, I'm more high strung on my period nowadays. It wasn't fun to deal with. Like, I was extremely emotional during the first week. So with that, like with all the things I listed, I also was feeling a mix of just homesickness. And as things were getting, was getting tough the first week, I didn't know who to talk to because the hours were a little bit weird. So I don't know, like usually back in my house in LA, like when things are getting tough, I just go downstairs and talk to Dar. This whole time though, I am messaging Dar because she is like, she's been my comfort person like for how many years now that it just, it's in my nature just to text her or message her. A fun fact that I didn't really share, but people always ask like, what happened to your roommate stuff? I was like, Dar and Aaron actually moved to New York. So they're going to be in New York for like a few months. And I feel very fortunate to have my like security blanket here with me, even though they're not in my apartment, they're relatively close by. So it's similar, but it's not the same, but I'm still happy that I have some kind of comfort. And then the other thing is like, I realized like at the end of the last week of New York, and I'm still feeling it now, is that I have a lot of emotional baggage still from California. Like, I don't think I fully processed like saying goodbye to everyone and just feeling my feels because again, like we went from funeral to like flight to New York instantly and was on go mode just to like get the apartment set. So I have moments where I feel certain things that I just haven't like fully processed. And I'll be honest with you, like it's been tough. Like every day I've like had a random moment of crying and it's like, it's either crying of like, I feel sad because it's tough right now and like, I'm out of my comfort zone. Like there's that. And it's two, I cried the other day at the park because I was like, man, like this is so beautiful. Like I'm actually in New York and like I'm in awe and I get to enjoy this small moment. So there's like, I'm just an emotional mess right now, I'll be honest. And the last thing I'll share that contributed to like just this whole, the week being tough was that realizing my day-to-day interactions with my friends are just going to change. And I don't know why. For the longest time, I thought my dynamics would stay the same, but they're going to be different because I'm no longer in LA. Like, I'm not there. And because of that, like, I'm not going to be part of the, whenever we hang out on the weekends and stuff like that, like, it's just going to be different. And like, I didn't realize how much me being there, especially like, as someone who like was there in the day-to-day, like in-person interactions and like virtual reactions, that like how much it played a role. And it didn't really dawn on me that like me moving would change things. And I think just accepting that change is really tough for me. Like even with the Darlene like example, like the fact that they're not like accessible downstairs and like I could have that connection with them and like we could watch, stand on the couch and like debrief our day. Like even though I get to message her, it's a different interaction because we're not face to face anymore. Even though she is just, you know, like a 30-minute walk or train right away, it's different. So all these different dynamics that I had in LA, they're just changing. And I'm still grasping this concept or this idea. And it's been tough because it makes me feel a little like, makes me feel a little isolated. And I also just feel like maybe I feel like a little bit overwhelmed, but just so many things happening at once. So yeah, it's been a little emotionally tough. And I feel like I'm still in the thick of it as I'm recording this and like I'm trying to make the days better and I'm adjusting slowly and I know it's going to be a process, but I do think I have hope that it's going to be better because I know it's going to be better, which leads me to talk about like the current status. Like how do I feel now? Well, right now, because I'm talking about it, I'm a little sad, but overall, our apartment is definitely less cluttered than before. So it's slowly becoming a home to me. Like I do feel like it's, there's a sense of comfort slowly being made with the home. And I think with the apartment coming together, it gives me more time to actually enjoy New York and being in this new place. One of our friends messaged Ray and I was like, hope you guys are enjoying New York and exploring the city and like blah, 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 like enjoying this, what the city has to offer. And we both were like, oh man, we haven't really got to like enjoy the city yet because like we've been like in hyper like go mode. And when I say go mode, it's like, again, like getting the apartment situated, like we like went straight to work. The weekends were filled with like, again, us building furniture or us like getting groceries. Like we haven't really got to like explore the city yet. So I'm excited that as time passes, like more and more free time will be available to us to really enjoy the city. I guess that's the one thing I really want to get to is a place where we're finally settled and actually get to enjoy what, you know, this beautiful, beautiful place has to offer. So like I mentioned earlier, like I did go on a morning stroll and I do want to make this like my serotonin strolls and make this like a daily thing. The parks here in New York are just so beautiful. I just can't wrap my head around it. And as I was listening to my podcast, I was listening to Mel Robbins and her daughter has this song that came out and I really like her song. It's called Pastime by Kendall Robbins. It's been my like on repeat for me. So I was playing the song, I was walking, and as I was taking everything in and the music was playing, I just got really emotional because I felt like this magic of New York just kind of took over me. And I was like feeling as if like, this is it, Mel, like this is what you came for, is this feeling of wonderment and awe. And it's going to be here for you. And I know it's been tough, but these moments in the day are still here for you. And just felt a lot in that moment. It was really nice to go on that walk. And I think with that walk, I'm trying to build up my routine all over again and get on a good cadence. I'm also a routine gal. Once I have a good routine in, I feel good about myself. And I do believe that after a month or so, I think everything will be in a better place. I think it's just being hit with a lot of feels and adjustment right now. And thank you for listening and letting me share my feelings. I think they're still pretty fresh, actually. But I think with all these unleashing of feelings will get me to a place of, I don't know, just get me to a better place that I could just live now and live this life. I know it's a process. I'm not going to have random moments of like feeling sad because I'm going to miss my friends in LA and random things. But I think I need to tell myself to actually start living this new life I wanted. Thank you so much for listening to this episode on my current update with moving to New York. I know you've been messaging me asking for this update, but again, I also appreciate your patience. A move is a lot, so I wanted to prioritize just getting everything situated. As you can tell, I'm still in my feelings about it, so I just kind of wanted to get to a better place before sharing how I felt. And again, this is a journey. This is just the beginning, and I have faith that it's just going to get better and better. Like LA was for me, it was tough in the beginning, but it turned out to be one of the biggest blessings I've ever had. And New York, give me a month or so, and I'll start thinking about a meetup somewhere. I did ran into one listener as I was shopping at Trader Joe's, so that was really nice. But yes, give me another month. I feel like I just need another month to like get myself situated and get to a good place. And then we could think about having a meetup. And again, I still want a picnic, and it's perfect because it's spring. Make sure to follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else you get your podcasts. Again, thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you all on the next episode. Bye, everyone.